A heavy hand lands on my shoulder, lost as I am in my own world, a world filled with painful memories that make the fear that is now my constant companion kick up a notch. I don't recognize the owner until I flinched away from their touch, putting space between myself and the person I perceive to be my newest attacker. Swinging around with a looping punch that would have my self-defense instructor shaking his head, I follow with an ear-splitting shriek that makes me cringe. Fuck, Lainey! It's me! Mick holds his arms out in front of himself. He looks me dead in the eye and waves his hands as if he's trying to settle a spooked horse. Even his mouth is shaped in a circle as if he's about to tell me to whoa. My heart's trying to pound out of my chest, fearful, trembling, seizing control of my body, while heat rises up my neck and warms my cheeks. I feel like a damn idiot, but I can't seem to stop overreacting to the smallest thing. I thought you heard me coming, Angel. I'm sorry. His apology makes me feel worse. Adding his slumped shoulders and strained expression into the mix only drives home how much he's suffering with me. The green flecks in his hazel eyes have been dulled by the pain he carries. Every time I flinch away from him, they'll lighten them. That cheeky spark that used to illuminate his face dims a little bit more. It's all good. I was daydreaming. I say in a voice that doesn't sound nearly as breezy as it did in my head. Forcing my stiff, shaking body to loosen, I fake my best smile and close the distance between us in three steps. Ignoring how my hands tremble, I press my breasts against his hard chest and wrap my arms around his neck. Bringing his head down to mine, I press my lips against his and initiate a kiss that's deeper than the quick pecks that we've exchanged since I was released from hospital 8 weeks ago. Mick was rigid when I put my arms around him, yet he manages to take it to another level altogether at my touch. His arms hang at his side, and he doesn't return my kiss past allowing the initial joining of our mouths. Feeling like I'm trying to make out with a statue, I pull back an inch and sink my teeth into his bottom lip with deliberate viciousness. Fuck! He yelps, the blank expression on his face changing to one of annoyance. Gripping me with infinite gentleness by the tops of my arms, he moves me back so that he can look down at me. Why'd you fucking do that? Pushing away the embarrassment that's threatening to overwhelm me, first, from my overreaction to his innocent touch, and secondly, from his refusal to kiss me back, I shake my head at him. Wrenching out of his grasp, I sit on the dining table in the same spot I was before he interrupted me. Why did I do that? I mimic his confused tone. Gee, I don't know. Maybe because my boyfriend refuses to kiss me? The aggravation leaves his rugged features, sympathy taking its place. It's the one emotion I can't deal with, one that he should know better than to send in my direction. The small amount of spirit left in my psyche, the tiny part that survived my ex-boyfriend's onslaught, flares to life, heating my indignation and giving me the ability to lash out at him. You know, if being with me is too much for you to handle, the door's that way. I spit the words at him with a certainty that doesn't reflect my inner fear that he'll take me up on my offer. Pointing in the direction of the front door, I continue, "Don't let it hit you on your fine ass on the way out." Swinging back to my feet, I step up into his personal space and glare at him through narrowed eyes. "We both know I'm damaged. Hell, nobody'd blame you if you walked. Nobody wants a woman as scarred as me." Putting space between us, I wave my right hand over my abdomen. Inside and out. Turning my back to him, I make my way to our bedroom. Slamming the door shut behind me, I flick the lock before throwing myself face down on our king-size bed.